Chapter 10. Kennedy and the Nazis. Most American leaders throughout the Cold War could only see the danger of international communism. One exception may have been President John F. Kennedy, who warned of the dangers of unnecessary secrecy and secret societies such as Skull and Bones, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderberg Group. The very word, secrecy, is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings, Kennedy said in a 1961 address to the American Newspaper Publishers Association. Kennedy was one of the first American presidents born in the 20th century, and was one of the best educated, having graduated from Harvard cum laude. The book that first made him a public figure was the bestseller, Why England Slept, a treatise on pre-war British-German diplomacy. This work showed clearly that Kennedy had a keen understanding not only of geopolitics, but of the behind-the-scenes machinations of globalists. Interestingly enough, his political career may have come about because of his relationship with an alleged Nazi spy. Early in World War II, the FBI suspected Inga Arvad, a former Miss Denmark who had attended the wedding of Germany's Field Marshal Hermann Göring and met with Adolf Hitler, of being a Nazi spy. After eavesdropping on her, agents determined that one of her visitors was Naval Ensign John F. Kennedy, then working for Naval Intelligence in Washington. After both the Navy and his father had been alerted to the danger presented by Kennedy's involvement with a suspected agent, young Kennedy was quickly transferred to the South Pacific. It was there that he led the survivors of PT-109 to safety, thus becoming a war hero and launching his political career toward the presidency, all thanks to the diligent J. Edgar Hoover. In 1960, Richard Nixon was expected to be the next president of the United States. Corporate America's hopes were crushed when John F. Kennedy managed to win the closest election to that time. Corporate heads and their Nazi backers must have been mollified to know that Kennedy was being guided by his father, Joseph P. Kennedy, a pro-Nazi sympathizer. But in December 1961, Joseph Kennedy suffered a stroke that left him totally incapacitated. His son now held the nation's highest office with no real control over him. By mid-1963, Kennedy was beginning to exert his autonomous influence over the most powerful and violent groups in U.S. society.